Extremism experts say the group is distinct from far-right militias.
They have not risen to the level of concern of, say, the Three Percenters, the Oath Keepers. They have not engaged in violence. In fact, in most of their demonstrations, they have, in fact, coordinated their activities with police.
When you talk about January 6th, and we saw those rioters storm the Capitol, what do you say to critics who say, you're no different from them? They're extremists, you're extremists.
Show me where we have done those things. They've killed people. They've disrespected the government to the point where they have invaded its sacred halls. Show me where we've done those things, because we have done none of them.
What are you all training for?
We're training for self-defense.
A response to show they won't be scared or unprotected any longer.
Mika, we asked the group several times to give us an exact number of their membership. They refused to do so, but it appears to be in the thousands based on the number of people who have come to their marches and also based on the number of people who saw at one individual training session. But it's also important to note, Mika, that the NFAC has no record of violent incidents. However, their leader, Grandmaster Jay, has been recently indicted on federal charges by federal officials who allege that he pointed a rifle at officers during that demonstration in support of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky last September. That case is ongoing. He says pleaded not guilty, and we are waiting to find out the results of that case, Mika.